It's Tuesday, the 3rd of November. Switch the brain from October to November. It's 8 a.m. and another face of autumn this morning. Beautiful blue sky. And the sun still too low to be seen, but lighting up the tops of the trees, tops of the silver birch trees. Those still have leaves. They look like gold, wee leaves of gold. And the sun's already well across the sky, if not up across. I know what's coming when the sun rises and falls so quickly and so acutely. Let's think at this point in time, we're hurtling away at a rate of knots away from the sun, heading to that point of return. Not the point of no return. Well, let's hope it's not the point of no return, just hurtled away off into space. It would just get colder. Oh no, I don't even want to think about that. Oh, cold, cold, oh my god. Oh. Nah, just be silly. Yeah, I know. But it's a beautiful, bright blue sky. Dry and calm morning. Absolutely wonderful. And I'm watching the wee birdies again flit between trees, trying to grab as many wee beasties under the leaves as they can before all the leaves have gone. And when they land, I'm watching a blue tit up on the silver birch tree, and every time it moves, it dislodges some more of those golden leaves. Beautiful. And there's a wee coal tit at the seed feeder. Love those wee birdies. The dastardly devil vermin rat grey squirrel was on the back fence when I came out the door, and it froze on the fence. It does that. If I stand still, he won't see me. And he might go away and I'll be able to come back and finish the job. I'll tell you why, because the bugger, I just put 2.5 oatcakes out on the ground for the birdies. And there's nothing left but the tiniest, tiniest crumbs. I think it even licked the monoblocks. Nothing left. Nuts. Within the time I went in the shower, come out. It's been down and scoffed the lot. Right. See, the reason I put stuff on the ground is because the blackbirds feed off the ground quite readily. But also, that the wee dunnock, it's not one for feeders, it's not one for the wee feeding houses. It likes to feed off the ground, so. Isn't that right, Mrs. Blackbird? Yes, she's headed over to the dregs. I'm sorry, but it wasn't me. It was that bugger, the squirrel. So if you get a chance, hook it now, will you, with your beak? So I'll have to find... I can't think. The sun, within those few seconds of me speaking, breached the roof lines in the distance and is now blinding me. It's illuminating the trees, the smaller trees in the garden, the back of the house, and me, I'm standing here being bathed in beautiful sunlight. Well, at least my face is. The rest of my body's still in shade.
Well, it's amazing how quickly.
I mean, it wasn't like just, oh, it's suddenly coming, and oh, here's a wee bit of time, but it was just almost like, poof, someone pushed it up quite like, here you, get over that roof line. Oh, beautiful. Can't look. So, I thought I slept well last night, but actually I didn't sleep that well. I was pretty disturbed. Pretty disturbed sleep. I sleep okay. When I'm sleeping, I sleep fine. I sleep mostly deep sleep. But it's the disturbances, the intrusions of that deep sleep, that's the one that tires you more than anything. I mean, you know what it's like when you're in a really deep sleep and someone gives you a shake, says, "Hear you," and you waken suddenly with a start, jump up out of bed. What's going on? It's that kind of feeling when you wake. Oh, and you just, it's that happening 3, 4, 5 times during your night. That's what makes you so tired in the morning. At least that's my theory, anyway. My God, I remember when I used to go to bed and sleep soundly for 10 hours. Easily, 10 hours. Bomb could have went off. I wouldn't have heard it. Ah, well, that's just a part of aging, isn't it? Just a part of aging. Apart from that, I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling pretty good within myself this morning. Can't believe we're getting weather like this in November. But I'll take it all. It's beautiful. Beautiful. I can't even really raise my head facing south. So I'm blinded by the light. I know a song about that. Such a wonderful, wonderful morning. We're standing here. And peace and calm and a hot muggy tea, sunshine on my face, birds flitting and singing. Yes. Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely. Mornings like this that make you feel so good. Make me feel so good anyway. When I think back, I don't know how long I've been doing this, I think back to before I began doing this, sitting in front of a computer with a cup of tea. And now I can't bear the mornings that I can't be out here.